This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. A new hangar is currently being constructed at the Park Falls Airport. This structure will be able to house three additional airplanes and is largely funded by grant dollars, with work expected to be completed by the end of the year. The City of Park Falls will be renting the spaces to interested parties. Saturday, December 6th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the Phillips United Methodist Church, there's a Christmas bazaar. This features lunch with homemade vegetable beef soup, chicken noodle soup, and assorted pies. This will also feature a cookie walk where you can select from dozens of beautifully decorated Christmas cookies on an assortment of trays at only $12 per pound, and will feature baker items including candies. This will be alongside creative homemade crafts that are perfect for gift-giving and door prizes with something for all ages. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, December 6th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the Phillips United Methodist Church in Phillips. Some Republican lawmakers have proposed a bill that would ban absentee ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin, and it got a hearing in an assembly committee Tuesday. Savannah Tomielsen takes us there.
Wisconsin had more than 500 drop boxes in 2020. In 2022, the state Supreme Court ruled they're unconstitutional. Less than a year later, justices reversed that decision. Currently, it's up to each municipality and clerk to decide whether to use a drop box. Last year, according to documents from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, there were 78 across the state. Now, 20 Republicans have signed on to a bill that would ban the use of drop boxes in Wisconsin. However, we have a Democratic governor, so even some Republicans who want to ban drop boxes said they couldn't support this bill, knowing it would be vetoed. Representative Lindy Brill, who wrote the drop box ban bill, and Representative Scott Krug, both Republicans.
My first question is, do you see Governor Evers signing this bill?
Fair question. No, unfortunately. But I'm taking this head on because our Republican president believes this is the direction we should be heading.
A handful of clerks testified against the bill Tuesday. They said at this point they feel a drop box is safer than the mail. Rock County Clerk Lisa Tollefson and Marathon County Clerk Kim Trueblood.
My husband was a town clerk, and during the November election, he had a ballot that should never have left Wisconsin that detoured through South Dakota.
I have clerks tell me all the time that they are getting absentee ballots returned up to a week after the election, and based on the postmark, it has taken 2 or 3 weeks for that ballot to go through the mail stream. It has been handled by who knows how many people in who knows how many places.
The more popular idea among clerks, Democrats, and some Republicans seem to be creating security standards for drop boxes. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Due to the government shutdown and food share benefits not being issued for November, the Lac du Flambeau Economic Support /TANF program is offering temporary, limited food assistance for food share and TANF-eligible households in Iron, Vilas, or Oneida counties for tribal members. Some eligibility requirements do apply, and eligible households will receive a $100 food voucher per eligible household member, redeemable at the Ojibwe market. Those receiving food benefits must use the food voucher in its entirety on the day of issuance. Tuesday, November 11th at 5 p.m., there's a Veterans Day steak dinner over at Post 182 in Park Falls. This features a New York strip steak with Stuffy Herb's secret marinade, baked potato, salad, sautéed mushrooms, and onions, alongside dessert provided by Post 182 Legion Auxiliary. Pre-order takeout is available. Just call 715-762-3032 from November 8th through the 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. This is $25 per plate. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, November 11th at 5 p.m. over at Post 182 at the American Legion Hall in Park Falls. Some SNAP benefits will be coming to Wisconsinites, but it seems they'll be getting less than what they're used to much later than they're used to. Savannah Tomielsen has the details.
In previous government shutdowns under different administrations, the government has used emergency funding to keep SNAP afloat. But this time, the USDA chose to discontinue benefits. 42 million Americans rely on SNAP to put food on the table. Here in Wisconsin, nearly 700,000 people rely on food share. Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency, and Wisconsin joined one of two lawsuits against the Trump administration. In both those cases, judges have ordered that the government must keep SNAP going. Now, the Trump administration says they will use more than $4.5 billion in emergency funding, and that's still only funding about half of what the program usually gets. And people are expecting payments on November 1st. In court filings, USDA officials say it'll take weeks to months to process that emergency money, leaving those almost 700,000 people here in Wisconsin still in limbo. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks fall in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks were playing back-to-back games, and it showed. They lost by 28 to the Raptors, 128-100. They're back in Milwaukee today, getting ready to host the Chicago Bulls Friday night at 7 in the first round of the NBA Cup. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers need to work more on their defense. Head coach Greg Gard after the win over Campbell Monday night.
We got a little antsy, I thought, at times, and then got burnt because of it, which is good. It's a good teaching moment for us. I'll show them when they're up in the air spinning around while the ball's getting dribbled by. That's why we say 90% of the game is played with your feet on the floor. It's hard to move when you're up in the air when the ball's getting dribbled by you. Little things that if we continue to clean those things up, we'll become a better defensive team.
They host Northern Illinois on Friday. NFL, the Packers placing Tucker Kraft on injured reserve and elevated Josh Wiley, a tight end originally from the Titans, from their practice squad to the 53-man roster to replace Kraft. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy to mostly clear with a low dropping into the low to mid 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.